We actually did some calculations of our own, and it shows that the rate of debt stock growth has been accelerating. If you compare 2007 to 2009 and then look at the figures 2011 to 2014, for example, you'll see that there's been quite a significant increase in the growth rate across Africa, 11% annually growth of debt stocks in Africa. And in the East Africa region, debt stock growth increased even faster. Now, is this trend particularly worrying? It is something that policymakers need to monitor. But then again, on the other hand, we're starting from a relatively low level of debt stocks in our sub-region. So the report and ourselves are also saying the same message, actually. Shouldn't be too alarmist about these trends. The debt is growing. It needs to be monitored more carefully, particularly in the cases where the debt stock is growing considerably faster rate than the rate of overall economic growth, if it's going to be sustainable over the long run. But then again, on the other hand, there are a lot of pressures on governments, of course, with regards to development finance and, you know, making the kind of strategic investments to achieve the SDGs.
You made another point saying that debt is maybe not the best way to finance development and governments should be looking at alternative ways of financing. What were your recommendations regarding this question?
Well, actually, the point wasn't not the need to rely on debt, but actually the need to mobilise greater domestic resources. So savings rates across our region are relatively low. And I presented some preliminary results building on earlier econometric work by a former IMF economist called Rajan, which shows that countries have performed better in our sub-region, those which have mobilised their own domestic resources, more than the ones that have relied on external financing. Now, that means developing domestic debt markets more. That has been a trend across the region. So you see countries like Kenya now, 80% of their interest payments actually go on domestic debt rather than foreign debt. And that's a strategy which needs to be followed more intensely. I think it's in line with all these targets as well for increasing financial deepening and access for rural communities and the rest of it. So, yes, I think the key message there is, you know, growth is more sustainable over the long run if it's underpinned by higher domestic resource mobilisation rather than dependent on external financing.
You've been mentioning also savings, remittances, the fight against illicit flows?
I mean, the discussion on illicit flows is receiving quite a lot of attention now, both from organisations like UNCTAD and our own Economic Commission for Africa. The estimates that you see often are around 6% of Africa GDP is lost through illicit financial flows. Now, individual country estimates of illicit financial flows are complicated because of the nature of illicit financial flows. They're not declared. But they seem to be suggesting that Eastern Africa is not one of the regions which is most affected. The most affected countries, according to the estimates I've seen from the Global Financial Integrity Group, which monitors these things, suggest that South Africa and Nigeria, for example, are the leading countries who are affected by illicit financial flows. But that doesn't mean that it's not a problem or a challenge for countries in our sub-region, particularly when you're talking about relatively large sums in the face of, you know, these financing difficulties that we're confronting.